Hi, everybody. It's time for your Multi-Men USA Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, the National Corn Growers Association cautioned EPA about moving forward with a new Waters of the U.S. rule that could give the federal government sweeping regulatory power over America's farmlands. During his testimony, NCGA President Chris Edgington said that the Clean Water Act simply doesn't allow the agencies to insert themselves into local and farmer land use decisions in the manner that has been proposed. He went on to say, "There's a limit under the Clean Water Act to the direct federal control over land use decisions and policies, and such Clean Water Act policy properly respects the roles of each of the principal players in the system, the private landowners, citizen stakeholders, local government, state government, and of course, the federal government." Now, these reasonable limits, he says, gives farmers greater certainty when making critical decisions to help ensure that they can successfully and sustainably produce and market crops. Now, keep in mind, the proposed rule was published back in December, and the public comment period runs through February 7th. Cattle producers, Multi-Men 90 supports cattle health and reproduction. So talk to your veterinarian or visit multimenusa.com.